On today's episode, we talk about the concept of constantly asking for advice, but never actually implementing that advice. We call these people ask-holes. Those of you that ask for things all the time, but we never consistently implement. And we give the advice that I think all of us probably need to hear. Things take time. They take consistency and they take effort. And so before you ask another question, listen to today's podcast and make sure that you are taking the right steps to improve your health.
When you look good, you feel good. That's the only way I feel you should. Coulda, woulda, never did it for you. Gotta do it for the love. Do it for the culture. Feel it in your soul, life like a roller coaster. Got its ups and its downs, but you gotta keep going. Don't stop when you still got motion. Stay dedicated, daily devotion.
What up? It is Friday.
Yes, yes, it is. Friday, the 11th.
April 12th.
Nope, not the 11th.
I only know this day so well because I was supposed to have surgery today. But I'm not having surgery today because our system is amazing. So if you guys have listened to the show for a while, you probably know I was going to have my implants removed and that I've done a lot of work. And so we were thinking about replacing them. Long story short, I got an email 10 days prior to surgery that I needed to get a surgical clearance form filled out, which is not easy. So Becca has been with me listening to my rants, going to two clinics, LabCorp twice, all this stuff. And my doctor's office is like, it's just fine. Like, see your, you know, PCP and they'll just sign off on it for you. I'm like, okay, well, he doesn't have any available appointments since you just sent this to me last minute. So I'll try the urgent care, and which apparently has a lot of hoops to jump through, and they knew they weren't going to sign off on this, but I spent multiple hours driving to and from and sitting in the waiting room. And so anyways, it's delayed, but I'm not complaining because they'll get a bunch of stuff done today for work and we'll move on. It's maybe God's plan, not mine, but the conventional medicine system. I even said to the nurse practitioner, I said, here's my frustration, right? People go into the doctor all the time and they're struggling like really bad with symptoms. And you're lucky if you get a phone call. Like, you usually get a MyChart message basically stating like everything is fine and no follow-up as to what do I do when my symptoms are terrible. But lo and behold, I want to have an elective surgery that I'm paying out of pocket for. I got to have a crazy panel done and be there 2 weeks in advance and all this other stuff to be cleared for surgery. So I don't know.
And I get it, but they told you about it 10 days prior to surgery and you had to have the thing cleared 2 weeks prior to surgery.
Right. And then the more frustrating part is the clinic that I went to saw that nurse practitioner Thursday. She was really trying to help everything. So she talked to that doctor. That doctor knew she wasn't going to clear me. Like, she knew yesterday she wasn't going to clear me. And she knew, she talked to the nurse practitioner on Friday. So if that was really the rules and regulations is what she's leaning back on to say why she is denying it, then you should have just said that from the get-go. And I wouldn't have driven an hour each direction.
I mean, I just have some select words. And yeah, I'm not going to say them right now.
F off, buddy.
It's a real bitch move. Like, it is time-consuming to drive to doctor appointment after doctor appointment and try to make, like, so time consuming.
Well, one thing I learned is that I don't have any blood clotting issues, you know?
Yes.
So I got the labs drawn for that because that's part of their protocol, which was different than my doctor requested, which I appreciate. Like, you learn something new. So I learned that out of the process. Yep. What panels you would run if you want to see if somebody is going to have any clotting risk or are at risk. So
yeah,
that was interesting. And maybe the girl, the nurse practitioner, she was really nice. Maybe she's going to follow me on Instagram and maybe she's going to come to the functional side because she said she likes to read all about functional medicine in her free time. And I was like, come on over here, sister. Let me save you from this system that is so broken. And I felt bad for her. She was the only practitioner there, but it was still a 90-minute wait, even though I had an appointment Thursday night. So by the time she got to me, you know, both of us were kind of frustrated. And it's just so, I mean, it's so challenging. Like, even in your urgent care, like, what if somebody was like, I mean, you'd go to the emergency room, but like, there were so many babies in there crying, and I'm probably sick now because I was around a bunch of sick people in the waiting room for an hour and a half and then another hour yesterday, so whatever. Anyways, everything happens for a reason, so
I also have noticed there are lots of urgent cares popping up. Have you noticed that? There were just three that were under construction and are now up and functioning within the past 6 months around me, like within a 10-minute drive to me.
Really?
There's three new urgent cares. I'm like,
I don't think I've noticed that.
Crazy. Crazy. The new one that they just built by us is really nice. I went there to get the x-ray on my foot.
Yeah.
Because I have a broken toe.
Oh my gosh. So painful.
It's so annoying. I can't wear cute shoes. It's really sad. Luckily, it really doesn't impact me much with like walking in gym shoes and working out. But I tried to wear cute shoes on Easter and I was like, nope, definitely can't wear things that are crunching my toes a little bit because I broke my baby toe about 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago.
That trip was just not your friend.
That trip was not my best trip. You know, it's fine.
She had a medication she paid a lot of money for that broke.
That broke.
On the floor.
It was a vial that was in the refrigerator and my husband opened the refrigerator and it fell out of the refrigerator and broke. I don't know who to blame. It's fine. Luckily, Vital is amazing and sent me a new one pro bono. But it was like over $300 and I had just started it and I was like, oh my God. But it's fine. It's fine.
And then you broke your toe.
And then I broke my toe the night before we left. And I had to, and then Taylor stepped on it that night. And then I ran into suitcase. I realized I'm a little bit of a klutz and Carson definitely takes after me for that. We had just like a night last night.
Oh, with the start of baseball? Our kids were
just, yeah. And just like our kids kept falling everywhere. Like I was talking to the neighbors and then I heard Taylor crying from the backyard across the street. So I ran over there and she was like sprawled out on the ground, partially over this short fence because our neighbors have a swing that's attached to a tree underneath the tree. And it's like in their kind of like this somewhat garden area, but it's all mud. And then they have this tiny little fence that, and Taylor, I don't know what happened, but she fell and she was just like laying there halfway over this fence, halfway on the other side with like dirt down her butt. And like, she's fine. But, and then Carson was standing on the stool next to me, cooking them dinner next to the stove. And I don't know what happened, but he just fell very hard off of the stool into the stove, like onto the ground. I was like, what just happened?
Oh my gosh.
And so I think he fell like directly on his knee. So he hurt his knee and he was crying. And it's just, Nick was having him, like he couldn't handle. Carson was like hitting Taylor with the broom outside while they were eating dinner. They kept falling, probably because Taylor was wearing rain boots that are way too big for her. You know, it was just, by the end of the night, Nick, they both went to bed and Nick was like, I could not handle them tonight. And there are some nights where I tell him, I'm like, you need to get Taylor away from me right now because we cannot get along. And it,
oh my gosh.
But yeah.
We went, so we've discovered this like middle school by us that has like all the fun, I don't know, like the hopscotch and the Connect Four or the, not Connect Four, but the Foursquare.
Yeah.
And anyways, they had like a dodgeball area. And so we were over there playing one day and, you know, he kicks it out. And so he's got to go run after it. And it was kind of muddy. Just both of us looked at each other. We knew exactly what was coming. Slips, dirt everywhere on his, and he is just having a full on meltdown because I don't want mud on my pants, you know? And Art and I are trying so hard not to laugh because he's literally losing his shit over. Did you know that we have a members only private community, Fit Mom Society, where you can access the entire Fit Mom team of practitioners where we answer your questions in depth. You're also going to get premium content that we release every month so you can get started on your journey to better health until you're able to join the one-on-one Healthy Gut Happy Hormones. And you're able to connect with like-minded women on the same journey to encourage you and help hold you accountable. So if you're ready to join today for less than $1 a day, you can click the link in the show notes to access the Fit Mom Society. Getting mud. I'm like, you're a kid, you're going to get muddy. Like, it's fine, you know, but you're like also soaking wet. And, you know, he didn't want to leave. So, like, there was no making him happy. Like, we can leave and go home and change. No, I don't want to leave. Okay. But then you're also screaming because you don't want to have muddy pants. Like, I don't know what to help to do with you, bud.
Last week,
very funny.
I think it was on Friday morning, maybe. Taylor and Carson typically have like a little bit of cereal with protein granola and a protein bar. Like this is their breakfast that they love. And so I usually cut up a little bit of a protein bar and then I have protein granola and I put it on top of some cereal for them. And Taylor wants to carry the cereal over to Carson. Well, I don't know what happened, but literally right before she got to him, like a foot away from him, movie scene, both feet up in the air, the bowl goes up in the air, milk all over her, the milk all over the carpet. over the couch. This is a new carpet that we just got because the old carpet was disgusting and was like a shaggish type carpet. Mm-hmm. And just, we could not save it. And so this is a new carpet that luckily you can take the top off and wash it, but still it's a big carpet. And she's crying, milk's all over her. Carson's crying, God knows why, because nothing happened to him. And I was like, I'll just get you another bowl of cereal, Carson. Stop crying, please. And I'm like, why? Why? And it's right before we're about to leave, of course. And so Nick always wonders when he comes home from the gym, as I am rushing out of the house with both children, he always seems like fearful of me because of the mood that I might be in, because it's usually some chaos that's going on that I'm like trying to get kids out of the house on time, get myself out of the house on time to either come here or go to the gym or, you know, get back to a meeting or whatever it is. And I actually kept it together that morning because what I've been doing recently is I've been taking time every morning to write 8 to 10 gratitudes and 3 intentions for the day. Mm-hmm. And the intentions have been very similar each day because I realize I need to focus on them a lot. I need to focus on being patient with my children and Nick and not snapping as easily, which is a very intentional thing for me. It's not subconscious. It is very intentional.
I should take that advice as well.
And then not being on social media as much during my work day, because it can be like, I think one thing that a lot of people don't necessarily think about is when you are working so deep in healing and emotions and health for people and basically helping them improve their life, it can get really heavy some days. It can get like, you're taking on a ton of emotions. Some of them are great. Some of them are not great. And
it's like therapy.
It is therapy to mindlessly scroll social media sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so, but then I'm like, okay, I have done nothing in the past 15 minutes. I need to answer an email or I need to respond to a message. And so I need to be intentional about that. And those two things have helped a lot with just being more positive. And because you have to think about it. You have to think about it sometimes. It is not natural for all of us to be in this world of negativity and fear-mongering and just gaslighting and all of these things and remain positive. And so it has helped a lot to have intention around it and go into waking my children up, who often don't want to get out of bed and get angry when I wake them up, but then also get angry if they don't get ready fast enough to have any time to like watch TV for 10 minutes before we go to school. So I've had to be intentional about it.
Yeah. I think daily intentions are really helpful in terms of, you know, if you just get up and you go, and you have no intention for the day, you're just kind of letting the day take you away, right? Yeah. Like it just goes. And all of a sudden it's like 5 p.m. and you're like, what the heck just happened? I actually just don't have time to be on social media during the day most days. And then it'll be look at my stories and be like, oh, I haven't been on Instagram in, you know, a long time. But hey, that's because I'm working with clients one-on-one. So there's only so much that you can do in a day. And so, you know, on that topic, we get a lot of questions. We get a lot of questions, you know, submitted to the podcast and we love them. We get a lot of questions submitted via Instagram and sometimes a little bit redundant, right? Like I see a lot of the same questions come through. And so it allows us to help educate people. But at the end of the day, you know, what we would say today is don't be an asshole. And by that, we mean don't be somebody who's just constantly asking questions but never applying the information. And I know that sometimes you won't like the answer, right? You may have selective hearing when the answer is given. But the reality is if you're asking for an opinion or advice on something, you know, you certainly need to use your filter. Maybe you're getting feedback from somebody or whatnot. You need to use your filter of, you know, what applies to me or maybe what doesn't. But apply something, right? Or stop asking the question if you're not planning to apply anything. It's kind of like if somebody says, hey, you know what? I really want to lose weight. And you go through a conversation with them and you're like, okay, well, what have you tried? What have you done? How much are you eating? And that person has no clue. Okay, so the first place to start would be to collect some data, right? Why don't you write down what you're eating for a week? Why don't you calculate maybe in MyFitnessPal or, you know, Chronometer, how many calories you're getting in, where those calories are coming from, and so that you have kind of a baseline. And then let's look at where you need to be maintenance-wise and pull 500 to 700 calories there for a deficit. Well, no, that's too hard. I don't want to track my food. Okay, well, do you want to lose weight? Because at the end of the day, we got to know some data here, right? Like we got to know where you're starting from and where we can, you know, guide you and support you. I have those conversations, even clients, you know, within protocols too, you know, if you are struggling with something, I need to see that data. I need to see the tracking. I need to see the symptoms. There's a lot of correlations that can be made. Yes, I recognize it's an effort and it takes time and it takes intention to track your food. But if you want to resolve the problem, you're going to have to give some data to be able to analyze, to really look and say, here's the levers I need to pull in order to solve for X.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times what will happen is people will act on emotions of, I feel this right now, I'm going to ask about this, or I'm going to ask, versus looking at the bigger picture, like pull out the panoramic view of, are you at a certain point in your cycle? My coach and I just had this conversation, and I have been working on having more of a panoramic view because I haven't felt great in the past month and a half. And I think it's due to something. He thinks it's my cycle coming up. And I was like, no, I've really been paying attention to this. And I think that it's X, Y, and Z or whatever it might be. And so versus a lot of times, guys, the week before your cycle, you're probably going to feel a certain way. You're probably going to feel moody, or you're going to feel bloated, or you're going to feel like you're retaining water. Or maybe you wake up puffy every morning. Have you paid attention to how you're sleeping? Like, it is, sometimes it's so simple that we ignore the simplicity. Uh-huh. And we think that it has to be so complex. It doesn't always have to be complex. Are you drinking enough water consistently? Are you eating enough food consistently? Are you getting enough sleep? That's quality consistently. Like, don't think that it always has to be this sexy, in-depth, complex thing. Sometimes that's a piece of it. But a lot of times it's your stress or your lack of sleep or your lack of happiness in life. Like there are some bigger picture things that could be going on. Not always, I need to take these 7 supplements and time them like this, and then I need to fast. And then it's doing the basics a lot of times. And we get so caught up in how we're feeling in the moment of, my eyes are itching, or like my finger's red, or like all of these things that we go down these rabbit holes. Look at the bigger picture. Is it going on consistently? What could be causing it that's going on consistently? And look to the basics first before we dive into, you know, these really extreme rare genetic mutations or whatever might be going on. Because again, could that be going on? Yes, it could. But in a lot of times, it's just the simple things that we're not doing consistently enough. And we don't want to, because those are hard and they feel hard.
Yeah, simple, not easy. That's exactly what we say, you know, a lot of times in terms of tracking, you know, whether it's your water intake or your sleep and really kind of analyzing that data, all these things foundationally seem so simple that that couldn't just be it, but most of the time it is. And then I think it's really, where do your priorities lie? What have you done to improve if you're not drinking enough water, or if you're getting not getting enough sleep? Because so many people will say, like, I just want a supplement. I want to throw a supplement at it, or I'm trying this supplement and it's not working. Well, what else are you doing in your lifestyle? Like, are you asking for help? Are you delegating things? Are you turning the lights down? Are you shutting the TV off? You know, are you having your husband help take shifts, you know, with the kids if they're up a lot at night? Or, hey, it's your night. My night is off duty tonight. Like, what are you doing around solving this problem rather than just thinking that, like, it's going to be a supplement? Because most of the time it's not. Certainly in certain seasons, they can be helpful, but your body inherently has what it needs. It just needs to feel safe to be able to function properly. And then, you know, again, thinking about how much are you, you know, supporting your body with the right nourishment, or are you constantly just on the go, run, 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 going through the drive-through, getting a protein bar, getting a lot of these processed, convenient packaged foods. And then at the end of the day, you're wondering too, well, I haven't gone to the bathroom in 3 days, but my fiber has been 6 to 10 grams per day. Like, you also have to be able to help yourself, or be willing to help yourself here, right? Like, I can't force feed you water or fiber. If there's a problem, come back to, what am I doing throughout my day? If I have energy crashes, right? Am I eating a lot of carbohydrates that are sugary and ultra processed without fiber, fat, or protein? And if so, okay, what can I do to shift that and be more balanced with my meals so that I can have a better balance with my blood sugar, right? It seems simple when we say it this way, but it's not when you're going to apply it, because it does take intention in your life to have the water bottle with you. I have one right here, you know, underneath my chair with my Element tea in it, right? To have food that you can bring with you. Becca preps her food. She brings it every Tuesday to my house. If I'm leaving for multiple hours on end, I'm always making sure that I've got something with me, whether it's a protein shake, a protein bar, a chomp stick, something, so that I'm not out and about starving, ravenous, either then skipping meals and feeling terrible, or tempted to make that choice that wouldn't serve my goals. So ask yourself, What are the things that I'm struggling with? And have I asked for advice or opinions from others? And if I have, and they've given it to me, what am I applying? Or what can I be doing to help solve my own problem, right? Or at least take steps in the right direction to do that. And then when you are asking somebody, so if it's somebody that you respect and that you honor, be mindful of their time. Let them know, I have done X, Y, and Z. It's still not working. Where could I maybe optimize or look next? Becca mentioned stress. We've probably talked about stress 100 times on this podcast. And we know that it's really hard to quantify, right? Like I know for me, yes, I have a stressful lifestyle. But at the end of the day, all I can do, because I can't get rid of my children, can't get rid of my job, all I can do is work to become more resilient to that stress. So maybe it is setting intentions for the day. Maybe it is time blocking. Maybe it is delegation of task, right? Maybe it's as simple as, you know, for me, I think I shared this a couple times. If somebody tells me to meditate, like it makes me want to vomit. Like I don't want to hear your, you know, ideas around meditation. I know that it's helpful for many people. It doesn't work for me. I've tried it time and time again. What does work for me is breath work intentionally. So that could be more of a meditative practice. Yes, but it's not meditation. Or walking outside in nature. That is my form of meditation, and it's what I need. I need to move. I need to get fresh air. You know, that's just what works well for me. And so maybe somebody's giving you advice and then you're filtering through that, but are you then still applying the things that they are recommending? Because if you're not going to apply, stop asking the questions.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, evaluate how often do you ask questions and how often do you apply the answers to those questions? And lastly, most importantly, how long do you apply those before deciding that they aren't working? Because there are so many people that will take advice for a week, and if they don't see anything, they will stop doing it. Or maybe they do it for a couple of weeks and then they forget, it fizzes out, their consistency with it starts to wean, and then you decide that it wasn't the answer. Maybe it was the answer. You just didn't give it long enough for it to work. Like
I tried it one time and it didn't work.
I tried it one time and I didn't sleep through the night when I haven't slept through the night in 10 years. Oh my God. You're right. It wasn't it. No, you guys, Jesus, give it some time. Like when I implement something, I know giving it at least 30 days, at least 30 days of consistency, and sometimes longer, depending on what it is. So for example, we've just started doing, I've been doing core vacuums, which are very challenging. I feel like I'm going to pass out when I do them, but they are helping to kind of train your inner abdomen. And I know with having multiple pregnancies back to back, like there's for sure some weakness there, even though I did postpartum recovery. And I do them. My coach told me 10 minutes a day, which is a lot. That's a lot of time. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot of time to sit there and do them. And believe me, I want to talk myself out of it every day. Every day I'm like, oh, I'll do 7 minutes. Oh, I'll do 5 minutes. It's better than nothing. No, 10 minutes every day, and I'm giving it at least 30 to 60 days to see some type of improvement. I'm already seeing a little bit of improvement, but it's not a, oh, I did this 3 days and then I forgot about doing it and I stopped doing it because it was hard and I lost it. I didn't have the time to do it. No, you guys, give it consistency and don't implement 19 things at once and then think that you're going to understand which one's creating a difference and which one isn't.
Yeah, I think that's huge in terms of really evaluating what is working well for you and what are things that maybe, you know, you don't necessarily need to focus on right now. You know, we're getting ready to start the Fit Mom Fit Month challenge for the month of May. This is our annual challenge and we go through 8 different habits throughout the month, but we're not throwing them all at you day one. We're introducing them slowly so that we're kind of habit stacking and layering things in. And we also, in our challenge guide, let people know exactly what they are. So if they already have something solidified, cool, I don't need to work on this one. It doesn't need to be in my mind as a priority. Rather, I can start implementing things that are going to help me by week 2 when I get to, let's say, the vegetable or fiber goal. Maybe this week I start with half of that goal so that next week I can master that goal and then I can keep improving from there, right? So I think it's really important when you do have, let's say, a laundry list of things that you want to improve, I like to think about what is going to be easy to implement right now and that I know I can be consistent with, or what is going to be something that moves the needle the fastest, right? So if somebody is constipated and they are already drinking, let's say, you know, adequate water for their, you know, weight, whatever, right? Half of their body weight in ounces, or maybe they're doing 3 liters or a gallon, whatever that might be. Okay, so you've already mastered hydration. Hopefully you've got electrolytes and salt to pull water into the cells, so you're cellularly hydrated. That doesn't need to be a focus. That's not going to be applicable to help you, right? But what could be applicable to help you is maybe implementing 3 or 4 other things throughout the day, such as warm lemon water in the morning with a pinch of sea salt, a couple of kiwis, maybe apples, pears, dragon fruit, prune juice, a variety of other things nutritionally to make sure you're getting adequate fiber and diversifying your diet. That's where I would focus, right? I wouldn't be somebody who's concerned about trying to drink more water. I don't want to overhydrate myself. So I think it's really important to use the feedback that you're getting from the questions that maybe you're asking as guidance, but then pick what is going to be something that is really going to move the needle for you. And so if you guys also want to join the Fit Mom Fit Month, you can do that. The link is in the show notes to join the Fit Mom Society. That is our private community where you can connect with other women, like-minded women, for encouragement, support. You get access to all of our practitioners. And then we also do release premium content every month. So this month is the heartburn, holistic heartburn healing solution that I did as kind of a mini course there. So it's a really great place. And then next month, starting in May, we will have that challenge where, again, every week we're working on different habits and we're stacking that throughout the month so that by the end of the challenge, you can be in a different place with your symptoms. And you can also look back and say, I did complete these goals, right? I checked the box every day and I met those goals, and see how applying the knowledge and taking action actually impacts your life. If you're not going to do that though, don't be an asshole. Right? Somebody who's always asking and then never implementing.
Put a smile on your face. Never let them take your joy away. Let the sunshine make your day. Take the hand of your loved one and dance the night away. Or get away and escape on a vacay. Life's a marathon, not a relay. It's up to you to do what you love to do. Let no one stop you.